Hebrews chapter 1. The supremacy of Christ. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last times spoken to us in the Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, on account of whom also he structured the ages, who being the brightness of his glory and the exact image of his person, upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had accomplished the purification of sins, he then sat down on the right hand of the majesty in heaven. He thus became so much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. Christ greater than the angels. For to which of the angels said he at any time, "You are my son, this day have I begotten you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." The angels, he said, "Who makes his angels winds and his servants a flame of fire?" But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O mighty one, is for ever and ever, and the sceptre of your kingdom is a sceptre of uprightness. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. And you, Lord, in the beginning did lay the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall perish, but you continue. And they all shall wear out, as does a garment, and like a cloak you shall roll them up like a garment, and they shall be changed. But you are the same, and your years are without end." But of which of the angels has he said at any time, "Sit on my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to do service for the sake of those that shall inherit salvation?